Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcast of Past Generation Lost in the Mix, Affected by Sight, hosted by none other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders from the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is Pastor Robert R. Sanders II. Woo! March 4th, top of the afternoon to you. Going into the evening, it's Friday. It is Friday. And I am so glad to be in the land of the living. I tell you, it's a lot of stuff going on. We got a hot topic to continue to talk about today. But before I get into my program, I want to give a shout out to my husband, Pastor Robert R. Sanders II, and the South Suburban Housing Organization. Thank you all for working hard to help others, because your blessing is already in your presence. You just heard By My Side by the lead guitarist W.R. Sanders, straight out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. His new project release entitled Believe In. You can buy that CD from me, or you can go to www.cdbaby.com/WR Sanders 4, or you can go to Amazon, type in W.R. Sanders, Amazon. Believe In, the letter N, or you can go to any Rhapsody. It's all over, but you need to get this CD. This CD project needs to be in your car, your home, your bathroom, your job, your iPhone, your cell phone, smart Android. You need to have this whole project of W.R. Sanders in your possession, like you need medicine, and you don't need it, but if you get sick, you can always go back to this one. All right, listen, we finna talk. Yes, part two, deception. That's what we've been doing. I've been on a journey. Oh, and speaking of journey, the final taping for Chronicles Journey of Women will be doing this last and final taping on March the 19th. So I'm soliciting all you all's prayers, because I've got to get this into the networks like ASAP. So we will be finishing up the documentary Chronicles Journey of Women, and we will be getting ready to get that all the way into. And also, let me advertise this as well. The Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, is now global. We're under the Family Gospel Network station and can be heard live on Thursday nights at 6:30 p.m. Go to my website, and Pastor Sanders and our website, and look at the Family Gospel Network and hear the most blessed messages that my husband, Pastor Robert R. Sanders II, has been giving to the people. Go to FamilyGospelNetwork.com on Thursdays at 6:30 a.m. and hear our messages live from that global network. And all the 10 top and 20 top folks are on that network. Now, let's go to Beware of Changing Faces, Holiness of Faith. Okay. I'm not going to talk about Dr. Carter because I'm tired. I'm tired because everybody going to have an argument. And it's bad that you get into an argument and you hate somebody because of something crazy. But I was looking at some things, and my husband and I were talking about this, and this is part two from the deception in the church. And I want to define, I want to be with you right now, get with you to define what does the word deception actually mean. Because a lot of times in ministry, people don't understand what deception is. I think they think that deception is a piece of a necklace, you know, you wear, but it's not. It's a trick or thing used to get what you want, like the deception you use to get your sister to agree to do all your chores for a month. Deception occurs when you deceive, a word that comes from Latin, de, meaning from the capere, meaning to take. That is what deception means when you're scheming. I've seen a lot of that go on, even within my family, how folk are deceiveless, very just deceived. I was sharing with my cousin this morning. I have a cousin, when I got married, I invited her to our wedding, and she said she had to go on her knees and pray to the Lord about it. Right, you know, saved, sanctified, with all of those. She hasn't remarried, but she, you know, I guess she's still praying, and we've been married now, it's going on 7 years, so I guess she's still praying, but I guess because she's not married, I guess it's my fault that she's still in prayer. But this is how we become deceived, by our own family members. They do crazy stuff. Siblings want to yet keep on relationships with ex-husbands or ex-spouses and whatnot to make your life, try to make your life a living hell. Those are deceptive ways and doing things deceptively. We don't get it. I don't understand it. Even in the church, you know, pastors, let me share this with you all. Because sometimes I don't think you all really understand the position you're in. But let me speak on a professional level without being the pastor's wife or the member of the church for a minute. When you all get involved with different leaders, you need to know who these people are. You bring them into your church. You don't know where they come from. They give you a sad story. They always, oh, blah, 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 blah. Everybody got a sad love song, as Toni Braxton would sing, another sad love song. And then a lot of them have become corrupted in their doings because a lot of them never got delivered. That's the thing. When you get delivered, you're no longer performing or engaging in that type of behavior or doing anymore. This is what gets me, deception. I'm learning a lot about how these men do. And wives, let me explain something to you. You got to be in prayer all the time. You've got to be in prayer. Because when your spouse go to these meetings with different preachers and stuff, you'll be surprised what comes out of these meetings. A lot of these meetings are not really meetings. A lot of them are going away to mess with other women so they can have their fun with the fantasy girl, which in my documentary, I have a fantasy girl. So you got a lot of fantasy people that are coming in, and what they're doing is that these men are lying to their wives. They're not being honest with their wives. This is why wives be sick, get cancer, have aneurysms, because these men have changing faces from holiness to faith. You have a lot of leaders that are preaching the gospel, but they're not preaching the gospel with conviction. They're preaching the gospel as a part of entertainment. So they can see you jump and shout, and they want to see you dump the money in the bucket. That's the name of the game. I've seen it happen so many times. It makes no sense. And so this way, when you see deception, you should be able to discern it. What I can't understand is, why do some leaders don't discern foolishness? Why don't they discern the name game? You know, I was sharing with my husband and a few other people. I remember years ago I had a relative that was incarcerated on some stupid charges. many years ago. We're talking over 15 years ago. And I happened to have been in training at the correctional facility. I had the opportunity to meet a madam in which shared with me about the preachers from the Baptist, the Church of God in Christ, the Methodist, the Episcopalian, to AME, CME, Presbyterian, all except the Catholics. But she serviced these men, and these men worked regular jobs. But what they did was they cashed a check into her account. And this is what they did. They were serviced by her girls. So whatever amount of time that they spent, that was deducted already from the check. And she gave them the rest of the remaining money. So now this here, if the husband and wife do not have a checking account together, the wife is unable to retract any of the payments of the debits or credits which was charged or cashed in to the account. So now that's another part of deception. Now understand, when you see these people, you should be able to do a background check on anybody that comes through your church. Find out if they got a warrant. Find out if they got if they're in the process of getting a divorce, and they're not, then they lying to my wife at home. Right, and he's staying with his mama or staying with the mistress. There are some men that are very sneaky about what they do. And then when they do things that is retarded, then they wonder, well, what the wife do? Because it's always what the wife does. But no man want to hold accountable to his own actions of what he do. Now, when you do this, you're changing faces. This is the problem because you're being deceived. I recall a preacher calling to my husband and was trying to get my husband to help him. And I said, honey, don't fool with him because he already got my neighborhood in a tizzy. The area that we lived in, you know, before we moved, I said he had done too much stuff. But the church allowed this guy to yet be active in the church as if nothing went on. Then he had the nerve to turn around and go and want to sue the church because of some personal feelings. Now, hold it. You became engaged to a broad while you were still married to your wife. This is what I'm talking about. But don't nobody see this. You got preachers that are running drug games in the church. They are in the church, and they are selling dope out of their business, out of their house, out of their garage, out of their place of domain. But we promote them, and you bring this stress on the people. Okay, I'm sorry, but this is what I mean by deception. I don't know why some pastors feel we have to bring these people before you. Why? Why are you making me eat vomit? I don't like vomit. If I think that you're trying to kill me, I'm going to leave you alone. Ooh. Oh, boy. I'm going to read this, taken from Jeremiah. Y'all just, something's wrong. I don't get it. The Lord Jesus once said that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. That's deep. So if you're going to serve two masters, which one are you going to serve? That means if you're doing satanic things that are attached with deception, deception is attached to Satan. Every word that is evil is attached to hell and attached to Satan himself. Now, if all of these words are attached to Satan, deception, and idolatry, then that means you despise God. Break it down for you. That means you don't like God. You're only picking up what God represents only when it's needful for you to do that. No. When you are deceitful and you deceive people, you are a hater of God. You love Satan. I was sharing with my cousin this morning about a pastor's wife. This is many years ago before I wasn't even thinking about being a pastor's wife. And I was at this church on the watch care. And this pastor's wife, she was very intimidated by me because I grew up in this church and she didn't. She came out of a spiritual church. You know, those spiritual churches that worship candles, demons, devils, and all that stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah, we have men that marry women from another denomination with a whole different belief, and they think that she's the best thing next to chocolate cake and coconut cream pie. So now let me get to the point. So now this woman set up, and what she did was she talked about her husband. She said, oh, all you all ever do is church, 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 church. What about me? What about my needs? What about? You know, it's the song that B.B. Wynan put out there. What about these? And she turned around, and I sat there, lo and behold, with another young lady. Oh, I was just, I don't know what my man was. I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, well, did you not know what he was before you married him? But still, I think it's about what I did. So she went into that little spiel, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then she turned around, and then the pastor came in the back and said, you all having a second service back here? I felt like a heel. I literally, like you see on the cartoon, like, wow, I'm between these two women who are back here being carnal. One talking about her husband like a dog, the other one just, she just lapping it up. And so he sat between his wife and I and said, what do you all have a service back here about? I had to apologize. I said, you know what? I shouldn't even be back here in the first place. When I said that, that past wife looked at me as if volcano darts can come out and just burn me at a hip. I promise you. And when he said, I said, I apologize. Please forgive me. I should not have done that, and I will not do that again. He accepted my apology willingly, and she was quiet. And she said, well, I was sent to the baby. That was her way of getting out of a conversation. Another one, well, I was eating, and, you know, she was lying, so she wasn't eating. And so deception. This is what I'm giving you. I'm giving you episodes of deception. So now you turn around, and when this happens, guess what? At the end of the day, that woman hated my guts. So every time someone came to the church that knew me, she was intimidated because she said, well, for you that know all these people, you're not even a pastor. Like, honey, I grew up in this church. I know this church back, left, forward, left side, upside down. It's your problem, okay? Nobody think about your little raggedy husband and everybody on that page but you. So the thing about it is that her deceiving ways and lies got her in a mix-up. So to this very day, her husband don't even know the truth of why I left. Why I actually left. Because, number one, I would not sit up under a first lady, a pastor's wife, that have this deceptive and deceiving ways. Case in point, an incident took place at my son's grandfather's church. And the elder's wife wanted to break my car window because I wouldn't talk to her about something that had nothing to do with her. When I told her, when I roll my window down, I'm going to get out and I'm going to hit you with that dough. And then I may back up and do two pumps and run you over. Deceiving to want to get to the point of why I'm hurt or why I'm upset, but your ways are not right. Then you divide your nephew from his father. Deceptive ways. Oh, I have a laundry list of stuff. Oh, I recall. Oh, I recall. See, these are deceiving ways and actions of people. But folk don't believe that their ways are deceptive, are deceiving, because in the right of their eyes, they feel that it's all right. Let me go back to it. Now, one of the greatest problems of Christian life is that we want to make a wholehearted commitment to Jesus Christ, while at the same time, we want to fulfill and fully enjoy everything in the world that the world has to offer. Unfortunately, those things are mutually antagonistic. So it's easy to compromise what it means to be totally committed to Christ. So if we're not careful, we will begin to allow the world to influence or even control us. Why do we have preachers' shows? Now you got a program coming out called Saints and Sinners that is now not talking about the world, it's talking about the church. You're going to see this deceptive ways in this movie. Every time I look up, it's somebody being deceptive. I had to tell a woman at my father-in-law's church, very disrespectful, but she's mysteriously mentally ill. And she turned around and she said, oh, well, we serve the elders first, not under my watch. What you did to my former mother-in-law, you ain't going to do it to me, because I'm going to help you out. When you're an evangelist missionary, you approach the wife and ask, do you and your husband would like a glass of water? Not go to him and act like the wife ain't nobody. See, that's the problem, because they've learned deceptive ways in the church. They learned deceptive ways. So now when you approach these things, people get mad. Well, y'all shouldn't talk about it. Why not? That's what I don't understand. Why not? that are very idolatrous and they have deceptive ways. If you're an idolater and you are an adulterer, I was telling somebody, my cousin this morning, I said, it amazes me how people become so mentally ill that they don't see wrongness. You know, demon worship in the church. Oh, boy, help us, Jesus. Woo! Lord have mercy. Let's go over here to Corinthians where Paul talks about, I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. Verse 15, he is acknowledging that the Corinthian Christians were sensible, thoughtful men and women who had been frequently exposed to God's word and were fully able to judge right from wrong. Hello, that's what I'm talking about. You can judge right from wrong, okay? But there are certain situations that we can get into as Christians that, though we are not outwardly bowing down to an idol, capture us by the atmosphere. It can become so strong that only advice is to get up and get out of here, out of there. It's possible to be captured by a position or a possession. That's what deception also means as well as that. You can be deceived to where you don't see nothing. The leaders I sat under have brought nothing but clowns and deceptive demonic men to the pulpit. They get up there and have you doing a hokey pokey, slap a high five, turn yourself around, kick the booty, do the hot two, and all that other stuff. You ain't got to do all that. Touch five people, touch three people, hip hop, smack the lady, I'm eating the potato. What's all that stuff? You don't have to do all that. Deceptive people come in with deceptive motives that will deceive you. Are their faces changing? Yes, it is. Because apparently they ain't never met Jesus, God, Abraham, or Isaac either. So now when you're looking at it, then who gets all of this? The young people see these things. And this is what I don't understand. Y'all think young folks are dumb. They are not dumb at all. You will see them, they will sit there, and they will turn around, and they'll be, I have sat in the church, I have seen some of the most craziest bozo the clowns. My God, today. I mean, really? I've seen them. And I've seen them do some stuff. I've seen one bishop call sheep niggas, in the pulpit. Yeah, niggas, the one that, you know, they called us back in slavery days. Some folks still do call. But I've seen that. I've heard that. Not only I heard this. I've seen men deliberately stand up and pretend to be so holy, but they live in a separate life. They have wives, but they will kill their wives. I got spring break next week. I think I'm going to hit on that too. They have wives. And wives, stop being stupid. Wake your eyeballs up. Get your head out of Lily Taylor, Tally Taylor. Get your head out of the $400 hats. You need to be praying on your knees because some of the men that you are married to are not living right. You'd be surprised what they do on social media. You'd be surprised at the emails I get that expose a lot of these preachers in Church of God in Christ, Baptist, Full Gospel Baptist, PAW, Assemblies of God, a whole lot of them. You'd be surprised what that internet is doing to their mind because they're fine. They're not going. I'm going to give you a hint. They're not going to eHarmony. They are not going to Christian Mingo. They are going to other sites, which are called booty call sites, where they have another name and they have another agenda. So don't think that you better be praying that you know you got a sanctified husband. But if your sanctified husband's always gone, he's doing something else. He's doing something else. And don't be in denial. Face the truth. Because his face ain't right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not busting up no marriages. I'm telling you the truth. Because I have people that email me all the time. And I'm on this topic for a reason. Now, when Paul, he spoke of all temptations being common to man, which is part of deception, was talking about idolatry. Now, there were many idols in Corinth, But just as important as literally bowing before an image was the concept of not succumbing to the temptation to enjoy the atmosphere held in the idol temple. You see, there were many fun things in connection with idol worship in Corinth. Sin is fun, which is why we do it. This is part of deception, because sin is very appealing. Because if you understand these things, that why do you think some men begin to do things if they claim they've never been in the Word, been in the church all their life? Oh, I've been to church, but I don't know what. Well, then if you've been to church all your life, there are some things when you start having fantasy girls and getting on social media or slipping phone numbers at conventions, you're doing what men in the world do. But see, the men in the world got a lot more sense because at least they're classy about theirs. See, I tell you about it, if you've never been a backslider or not been saved before, I mean literally a backslider when you came and something ran you out and you backslid, honey, in the world, it's appealing. The world is appealing because they have a lot of things that they do have a lot to offer. Don't be crazy. They do have a lot to offer. Now, the problem is the pleasure goes away. We have to pay with pain. And the payment is too severe for the pleasure extracted. So if you really wanted to have a good time in Corinth, you went down to the temple where the exciting action was. There you could find the best food, the wildest music, the seductive pleasures of wine and sexual favors. Do we not have that going on right now? We need to stop, get our head out the sand and stop acting like we don't see it. It's going on. Because right now you have a lot of preachers that are being deceptive to people. My cousin was telling me, you know, how it bothers her heart to see men that are deceptive and trying to seduce you. Well, let me share this with you all. A lot of preachers, when they go on these conventions, they are looking for a fantasy girl. They got a fantasy girl in every state. And they know what to say to her. They know what to do to her. And he will not be seen with her in public. He will take her to a hotel, pay cash, put it in her name. Mm-hmm. Yes, they will do it. I've had friends that work at the hotels and see tons of preachers having sex slaves that they will not take outside to IHOP. They will not take them to IHOP. I promise you they won't take them to IHOP. I promise you. They will not take them to IHOP. They order in, they sex them up, they leave and go back to their hotel. Then when they want some more, they go back to the woman. See, they will even send the woman money, wire, and I'm sorry, I'm telling somebody stuff. I'm not trying to tell you what's going on. But you have deceptive preachers, deceptive bishops. That's why babies come out of wedlock. Because they're deceptive. They're not right. Their mind is not right. Their spirit is not right. Their heart is not right. What does that mean? That they are sin. They're sinning. They don't see it, but sin is attractive. This is what means faith to faith or holiness or faith. Are they really holy or are they not? Those that are holy, you better stay holy. Those that are not, get out the church and sin right. And when you need to come back into the church and you can do it all over again. Ooh. But this time the right way. I remember when we was growing up. It's going to be a part three to this next week. I'm going to do it next week. Part three, but I'm bringing in spiritual warfare. And I'm going to bring on one of my dearest brothers. And we're going to talk about this thing. But until then, you stay blessed. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Talk to you next week.